Attorney Brian Dewar slammed police today for what he calls a trend of making arrests without proper investigation. Dewar spoke after a Gweru prosecutor said there was no evidence to try two members of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, or ZESN, who were arrested Friday and spent 2 days in custody for allegedly meeting without notifying the police. The two, Emma Chisea, a ZESN staffer, and Lucy Chiwasa, the organization's task force member, were arrested along with 27 others. While the 27 were released later the same day, Chisea and Chiwasa were released on police bail on Sunday, 2 days later. Representing the two, Dube said that when he went to court today, area prosecutor Samuel Pedzisai told him that his clients had no case to answer. He labeled the arrest, quote, abuse.
What we are observing from the outcome in this case is continued abuse of human rights and human rights activists, especially pertaining to these two other ladies who were only given police bail yesterday after having been in custody since Friday. They have suffered abuse, and at the end of the day, it was discovered that they had not committed any offense, which is very painful on the part of the suspects as well as any other right-thinking citizen.
Dube went on to say that the police need to investigate properly before they make arrests, adding that human rights lawyers should lobby for a system which makes it difficult for police to arrest human rights defenders without justification. Complaints against police for making arbitrary arrests of human rights defenders and some politicians are commonplace. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shawa.